the regiment's favorite serial killer, is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting. Hey, what's going on, you mantastic misanthropes? Welcome to
Rotten Roast!
With two Richards in a car.
Yeah.
As always, we're driving around on this beautiful, beautiful overcast day, which is good for lighting.
Uh-huh.
So I can always appreciate it. I like it when I don't have to work too hard in post. Speaking of which, big shout out to all the editors who've been helping me out. You guys are amazing, and I love
Fuck
you all.
Yeah.
No homo. Now, this one here comes to us from a gentleman, and he has a little bit of a prologue to it. He says, the following contains a reworked story of the one I sent in earlier. I'm comfortable with this story being shared. I'm not going to ask to cancel this one. If my dumbassery and suffering is amusing enough, feel free to share it. Your wish is my command.
We're going to do it, because we're trying to save lives here, baby.
Damn right. Dear Pop and Cast, women controlled my life, resulting in no growth due to the helicoptering of my mother and the constant demeaning and nagging of my sister. This resulted in low self-esteem and a lack of problem-solving skills because I had already assumed I would get cuddled by my mom and humiliated by my sister.
All right, what you're explaining is not uncommon. It happens to a lot of dudes out there, especially with all the single mothers.
And not that you would know or anything,
yeah,
being raised absolutely. By a single mom with a
yeah,
sister, right?
You're correct.
They totally no favorites being played, right?
Well, my mother played horrific favorites, but to be honest, I was left to my own devices, and I turned out okay. If I had not gone in the Army, I went into prison, just being honest.
That would have been bad.
Yeah, right. But the Army saved my life.
This is bad, right?
Yeah.
This is bad. It's about to get worse. As for my male role models, my dad was an alcoholic who kicked me out at 15.
Oh, well, that's a tough one right there.
Damn. And my stepdad was also an alcoholic who also did drugs when he lost control.
I think you got there, what's that name called? A dysfunctional family dynamic.
Sounds to me like she likes the crazy Peg D.
And unfortunately, because you were raised in a dysfunctional environment, your instinct is going to be to recreate it in your life. It's going to feel normal to be treated like garbage, essentially.
Yep. And it's sick to admit, but it's totally true.
Yeah. And it can take people years to break this cycle and not be a product of their upbringing. You can do it, but it will be tough.
Yeah. It took my divorce to wake me up. I mean, that was a really painful time for the popster, but it's totally true.
And the important thing during this time frame, of course, is to latch on to the positive figures in your life, because especially when it's a divorce or a situation like this, you're going to find out who your friends are in a hurry when shit goes bad. But I had my grandfather and my godfather, an adopted uncle and aunt, who have always tried to keep me in the loop. This lasted until I was 23, meaning there was never any accountability or progress.
Dude, by the time I was 22, I had already served through two wars. Wow. Okay.
Well, one of the big problems that you get with a lot of these, you know, single mamas who have this abusive mindset is that they want to keep at least one kid stunted.
Under the thumb.
So that they can have somebody, they can be guaranteed in their sick mind to have somebody there to take care of them when they get older.
And, you know, to beat down on. You gotta have the punching bag. Narcissists always gotta have a punching bag.
Then, my mother died when I was 24 of the cancer. My stepdad and sister were already fighting, and I had to get my shit together or be homeless.
That's hardcore, man.
When all you got left is the alcoholic stepdad and the abusive sister, not much of a support system, though, is it?
That's one hell of a fucked up truck stop in redneck land.
I managed to get my shit together and started to support my sister, who ignored all the advice from my grandfather, resulting in a big money pit and lots of legal battles.
There you go.
Yes, because at, 24 years old, you obviously know more than somebody who's actually been around the block and dealt with probate court and all this other stuff. What could go wrong?
I don't know, man, but that's really typical. A lot of these narcissistic women just do whatever the hell they want, and they literally think the universe is not going to strike back.
Well, that's what happens when you have, as he says here, no accountability or progress. The constant fighting and trauma bonding... must be a Gen Zer. Gave me a sense of duty to protect and stand by my sister no matter what. And that's how they get you. We need to stick by each other. You don't have anybody else. I'm there for you. That's how they make you feel obligated.
You're getting ipulated.
You're getting obligated and ipulated.
At the same time.
At the same time. Also, they can continue to abuse you.
You're getting a three-way for the price of one.
And a woman like this, you know.
Oh, Brad, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. I haven't seen you since the Eiffel Tower. I didn't know you went to Paris. I didn't. Why would you say so?
Ah, there you go.
Oh.
The wavy navy maneuver.
Why would you even want to put yourself into that position? You know, it's like, well, I don't want to look, I don't want to make eye contact with you because that'll make it weird.
Listen.
So I'm just going to keep my eyes closed. Well, if your eyes are closed, you might touch my, okay, I'm going to reconsider this.
Dudes, never get so hungry for poon you're willing to look into the eyes of another man to get it. That is some bullshit right there, and you're going to be automatically assessed 2 homo suspicion points for that.
As far as I'm concerned, that's homo confirmed. You are rock solid in the presence of another dude.
You're on the edge of the Grand Canyon of homo-ness, I'm just gonna say.
And I am gay!
She was manageable, he continues, until she lost her boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
The man of her dreams. I'm talking tall, handsome surgeon here. This could have been avoided if she wasn't such a massive biatcha and listened to my grandfather who tried to advise her about the legal battles with our stepdad.
Well, you want to be a feminist, that means you're a third string man, trying to lock down an alpha man, which is the first string. It's not going to happen.
And women who alpha widow themselves through their own negative masculine attitudes will always, not part of the time, but all the time, make every man in their life pay for their terrible decision and the loss that they inflicted upon themselves.
You're really only gonna get one solid bite at the apple to find your someone that you can spend the rest of your life with. Will that person be perfect? Hell no, because no man is.
Exactly.
But the women of today think that they're gonna have this Prince Charming come riding up on their white horse. They don't seem to realize that that dude's not gonna pick you up because you're too fat. You're too entitled, and you're too bitchy.
Or even worse, they think that they can tag the guy early on, transplant him into the friend zone, which, by the way, dudes, you walk in willingly yourself.
Yes.
Just so we're fully aware. But they think they can tag you as marriage material, toss you in the friend zone, go stack up a whole walk-in closet full of eggplant sausages and bananas, and then just meet you at the finish line once you've got all the resources and value that they want.
Mm-hmm.
While they have taken their value and flushed it down the toilet with all of the prophylactic raincoats that they should have been using.
Well, they spread their value very thin.
Yes, you know, unlike them.
Spread.
They spread their value morbidly obese.
Yes, we're going to hell, man.
Just for a walkthrough, it'd be
fun. Yeah.
My sister got into trouble because of the pets inherited from our mom, and the stepdad really wanted the dog. Well, naturally, we don't deserve dogs.
But that's right.
Dogs are amazing. And trust me when I say no narcissistic personality disorder like your sister should be owning a pet. I'm just saying. Anybody who will murder a child in their womb and call it healthcare should never have a pet. The boyfriend just accepted it, but I should have noticed how little she tried to take his wishes into account. In that period before the break, I had already experienced several small fights with my sister, and I have talked to my online and offline friends about her. Well, yeah, she, because of her own actions and narcissism, has become the center of your world. She is expecting from you what she is no longer going to get
Yep.
from the alpha widow.
They do it to themselves.
Wow, that's messed up, isn't it?
They almost always do it to themselves as well.
Yes. Why do you think you have these women out there talking about their dream guy, and their dream guy is usually somebody who has all the money but doesn't demand any of the poon, is supposed to provide for all of their wants and pleasures just for the sake of you being the prize? Yeah, there's a name for a guy like that. His name is Dad.
My past is dictating what I want in the future. That's why I want a man that's a provider and a protector, because I haven't had that.
These women don't want a partner. They want a dad. And then they accuse men of what they're guilty of. Are there those men out there? Yes.
Yes.
But they are the exception, not the rule.
I agree.
The main thing being that my sister was a raging horse girl effinist.
Horse chick?
A horse chick on top of being an effinist.
That's the worst, man.
A difficult, argumentative, masculine woman, and that I still feared her, and she still had a lot of control over my life. That's by design.
He said the word fear.
Yes.
You should not fear a woman. The minute you fear a woman and what she could possibly do, you need to remove her from your inner sphere, because she will ruin you.
You're a slave.
Yes.
I mean, you want to talk about the 1-2 knockout punch of narcissism. You got a horse chick and an effinist. Wow. A princess complex with no accountability or self-awareness. This is bad, right?
Yeah, and that's why you don't screw with horse chicks, man.
Cut, sling low, jump out of the aircraft. It is on fire, and you can either ride it all the way into the scene of the crash, or you can risk pulling your reserve.
But here's the secret when it comes to horse chicks. You're the stable boy. You just don't know it yet.
And it doesn't matter whether you're dating them or you're just related to them. Apparently, they're going to try the same tricks.
Yes.
The only thing this woman can't do is flash her gash to try to get at your stash.
Before I spoke to my adopted uncle or godfather and aunt, who agreed that it was a bad idea, and I rejected her the first time, I ended up accepting an invitation the second time to help her. Before my grandparents even knew about it, we had already moved.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
He continues, the result was 7 months of nothing but Abby Use and Tori Scher. If you know what I mean. Yeah, Abby Use and Tori Scher.
That's right down the street from Murray Dar.
Yeah. You never want to get into to gay sex with a witness with Abby Use and Tori Scher. This is bad.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
They're into pegging. And pegging's not new to me, friendo, but it is for Disney.
Listen, that girl, Tori Scher, she's one mean Jew, yeah. I mean.
Every Steen Singleberg Timowitz. She also kept insisting that she was doing me a favor. Yes, this is how they make you feel obligated. Men are slaves to obligation. We are, because we want to feel useful and we instinctively want to provide. So if somebody can gaslight you into believing that they're doing you a favor, you're going to instinctively feel obligated to them, even if it's 1,000% weapons grade bullshit.
But here's the thing. Women, all they really need to do is maintain a minimal facade that they need you and you're wanted, and a dude will stay forever. As shameful as that sounds, they will. There's guys out there who've stayed, 20, 30, 40 years in shit marriages because of that.
What she did for me was, for example, hitting me in front of her friends, mm-hmm. insulting and humiliating me and ordering me around like a servant.
Yes.
See, women like this are accustomed to enablers. And if you enable them even one time, they will make you pay for it for the rest of your ever-loving days.
Fuck yeah. Yes, they will.
Never, ever enable a narcissist.
Dude, once you light that candle, it turns into a stick of dynamite and it'll destroy your life.
Not only will they expect you to continue and accept the Abby Use if you enable them just once, they will become entitled to the behavior that you exhibit in response to it. And when you stand up for yourself,
holy shit. Well, the minute you stand up for yourself, they have to double down the attacks to beat you down back into submission.
The gaslighting goes full tilt. But I would say this one story summed up our relationship the best. When we were going to get the keys to the new place we were moving into, my sister insisted that we had a tight schedule.
Something is telling me that she doesn't really have a tight schedule, because women are on chick time. They're always 15 minutes late. It's just how they roll.
But women never. No. They assure me that men are the problem. And from what I understand, you know, the popular vernacular is to believe all women, right? Because their instincts are never wrong. Single mothers. Sorry,
yeah,
I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
51% in a wedlock. Well, I'm sorry. What was that?
Three baby daddies.
Somebody else in this car talking?
Yeah, I think so. Wow.
It's kind of weird.
Spooky.
Tonight, all new stories on this episode of Paranormal Pop.
But I digress. She stopped the car at a place to go buy boxes, and I told her that I was hungry and wanted something from the store next to it, and I offered to buy something for her. I came back 10 minutes late because I wanted to find something for her, and the result was being insulted for 40 minutes straight in the car on the way to the horses. She brought up all the shit from the past and even shouted at me a few times.
Typical narcissistic maneuver.
Wow, 10 minutes late requires a 40-minute temper tantrum?
Well, because her time is important, no one else's time is valued in her eyes at all.
And as we all know, dudes, when it comes to modern women, if they didn't have double standards or the double-stuffed Oreo rod in the dishwasher, they wouldn't have standards at all.
Correct.
When we arrived at the horses, we ended up staying for an hour and 50 minutes instead of the agreed-upon 30 minutes. So just so we're clear, you 10 minutes late, astronomical temper tantrum, her making you wait with your thumb up your ass playing Switch for an hour and 20 minutes, just fine.
And that's very common, because they'll show up there and like,
oh, we had some flies, I had to give them a bath, and then and I had to wait for the furrier.
Yeah, shut up with your money sponge four-legged boyfriend you keep between your legs.
Something tells me Alpha Widow here may not have been checking just the horseshoes.
Yes.
Just saying. She might have bent over for a little bit of leapfrog.
Mm-hmm.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
The mucking stalls is one of the first stops on the way to Box Wine and Catland.
Correct. And if you're a dude and your girlfriend or wife is a horse chick, once your Peg D wears out, you are manning the shovel. That is it.
But let's see how he reacts here. Maybe he stands up for himself.
Okay.
I stayed in the car on my phone, and this was all normal. Okay, I think I may actually have an explanation for this.
All right.
Okay, this is a dude who has been so beaten down by the women in his life, who is so used to the nagger tax, there's an A in that word, that he will do anything to get a moment of silence. Even if it means being disrespected to this level by his own sister.
That happens to men all the time in bad marriages.
They get
worn down like this until they turn into yes dears.
Yep.
Yes dear men.
That happened to my grandfather. Yes. Much as I love my grandmother, I miss her every day. And I miss my grandfather every day. That dude knew how to make money just by stuff that he would find. Dude had eyes like an eagle. He could find golf balls that people had lost in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where he literally had egg cartons full of golf balls in his trunk. And he would go and sell them to these dudes over at driving ranges and whatnot to make a fucking killing on these things. And you know why he did all that? To get some peace and quiet.
Yes. Oh my Lord.
That's why men die first.
Because they want to.
It's not because we're unhealthy. It's because we want to.
Yeah. There's a lot of dudes out there that, you know, they're all about living. But that once they get that terminal illness and they like, I'm not fighting it, fuck it, I'm done.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
That's the way it works.
He continues, so she also started to burn down the family relationships because
I'm a 28-year-old adult woman and I know best.
The isolation is beginning.
Yes, because 28-year-old females, they're usually completely rational. They're rocks.
Really. Oh, yeah.
Eventually, I went on holiday hoping to calm myself down, but...
Someone's from the UK?
I think they might be. Yeah.
Or Canada?
I was a complete dumbass not using a prophylactic raincoat on another crazy biatcha because, yes, I am a complete dumbass.
So he literally didn't learn from one mistake, and he's starting to make more mistakes that are even worse.
Now, I'm going to preface this, okay? As a dude who has been young and dumb and full of stuff that rhymes with dumb, the temptation to raw dog the crazy is can be insurmountable because it's so good.
I understand.
But sooner or labia, it's going to rub off on you.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Please, please, okay. Don't get a woman pregnant.
It's not just misery that likes company. Insanity likes company, too. Why do you think women are such experts at gaslighting? They want company in the asylum. Yeah, she gave me so much easy and free poon and easy poon, but...
it's never free.
The drama that followed and the stress of catching an STD, or in the worst, getting pregnant, luckily, it ended up being a nothing burger, as opposed to a fur burger.
So he didn't catch any vada?
He didn't get the vada, not this time anyway. No burning ring of fire for you. Consider yourself lucky. I ended up having to endure some jokes from my friends. Well, yeah. No matter who you bang, your friends are going to give you shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right. If she's super hot, the dudes are going to give you shit. If she's a little roomy and on the lower end of questionable, they're going to give you shit. But it just goes to show you what we've been saying for years. Men are not shallow.
Yes.
The fact that there is like a land whale section on Cornhub is part and parcel of that fact.
Yeah, there's all kinds of genres on there.
Even like the 10 out of 10 dude who's got the entire mark of the beast, he has put the hose to a chubby 5 because she had cool points.
Yep.
Sometimes we just need a slump buster. Sometimes we just want a hump buster. I mean, it is what it is.
Not at the same time.
Sometimes you just take it where you can get it. And if it's got cool points and it can make a good lasagna, winning.
There you go.
I'm thinking about lasagna. My mouth is watering. My stomach talking back. So when I came back a few days later to avoid those women from the group, I told my sister to leave me alone and explained to her that I had no more fuel in my tank. The next day, she yelled at me for 15 minutes while I was sick in the shower, and then blocked my way and refused to let me into my room all because I was taking a second shower in order to feel better. Now, if you reverse the genders on these two, and yes, there are only two genders, you would have, cuffed and stuffed.
It's also Abby use.
Yes, this is Abby use. This is physical intimidation tactics. Or at least it would be considered as such if it were a man. But apparently that's irrelevant now because you just have to identify as one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No uterus, no opinion, but I don't need a uterus to be a woman. I just have to claim to be.
Sounds crazy when you put it like that.
This pushed me to the edge, and I pushed my sister so I could get into my room. After her trying to push me back and insulting and taunting me into hitting her, and I finally managed to get into my room. Uh-huh. So at least he didn't hit her. She tried to get him to do it. See, there's a reason why.
See, women don't understand. If a man decides to hit you like a real man, you're done.
I don't understand why these women think they do this. They think they can goad you into physical violence. And then why? I'm sure it's so they can either call the police and get the instant victim card, or they can hold over your head the fact that they didn't call the police after they goaded you into it, so that you have even more obligation to thank them for your freedom. Holy cow, the 4D chess from these women who do nothing but swallow D.
Actually, they're coming out with a new bra size, you know?
Oh, really?
Double D long.
The moment I closed the room, I heard my sister call a bunch of people saying that I, in quotes, attacked her for no reason.
Uh-huh.
Pop and cast, I have watched enough videos, so I knew where this was going.
Please, please, let us have helped this man.
I ended up calling my grandfather saying it was an emergency, and he rushed over and arrived together with the cops. Whatever happened there was bliss, as my mind was full of emotions and spinning, but my grandfather helped me out of it. Then we proceeded to organize a meeting with the rest of the family in order to help me out of that toxic pit ASAP. Thank the Lord.
Yeah, I need to get away from that woman.
Yeah, because dude, I'm not sure if you realize this, but you got lucky that you did not get cuffed and stuffed.
And once the cops show up, it's over.
Yep.
Don't ever live with a woman that's done that to you.
Yes.
It's over.
This is the equivalent of divine intervention, so...
what happened here was a miracle, and I want you to fucking acknowledge it.
I found a contract breach, double checked it with a lawyer. After that, I left. Good. No strings attached.
And she'll probably be crying at you in the future. Because reality is a harsh mistress.
In the meantime, my grandma helped me find a really good place, during the time I was packing, and I convinced the landlord to give me the place out of 80 other people. Outstanding. Living alone is a very good thing. It's how the best self-reflection begins.
Yeah. Solitude is usually the tool that helps a man clear his mind and reforge his manhood.
Damn right. And it can become addicting.
It sure does.
Because there's this thing called, these two things that you rarely get when you're in a relationship, and especially if you're in the company of a narcissist, they're called peace and quiet.
Yes.
And you start to realize just how rare and valuable they are when you live alone.
P's and Q's.
Well, you just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
I also want to mention another important lesson from the online space. There, I ended up nuking my online accounts after a D&D game got fucked with too much because a guy who I considered a close friend online and told everything to decided to bring up all the things I was experiencing in real life right when I wanted some escapism, all because he wanted to get a reaction out of me. And he thought it was funny.
That's one of the reasons I quit gaming. There was an individual that did that to me, and you know, I was going through my divorce, and if he would have said some shit, I would have went to prison.
Because there's a big difference between, like, the kind of ribbing that you and I give each other over shit. There's a difference between wanting to get someone to laugh over something horrible that happened to them versus trying to bring out your dirty laundry just so they can humiliate you and get a laugh.
And they want to laugh as you break.
Yes.
That's not a friend.
No. This person, I hope you just completely cut them off.
Yes. You don't need that person in your life.
He continues, and this next line, pay attention to this, dudes. In fact, write it down in your brain if you got one. This was a final wake-up call to my over-reliance on other people and a milestone I am thankful for in the end.
Thank God.
Boom. And this is why we've been telling you guys for over 10 years, never ever think you're going to find happiness in another person.
Yes.
It's always in here. And if you think you can go and find happiness somewhere else,
you're out of your mind.
Ladies especially love to do this. If you want to try to make other people responsible for providing you happiness, they can take it away just like that.
Yeah.
And that's why you're miserable. It's sad.
But true.
But true.
Yeah.
And most people still seem to think that it's on their partner to provide them happiness.
Yeah.
Those people are stupid and wind up divorced.
Well, don't get me wrong. Your partner can supply tools so you can build your own happiness.
Yes. They can enhance your peace or take away from it.
Correct. But if you want to get married or get into relationship because you want a permanent juggling clown in your life, you can you can pound some sand.
Suck a dick, in other words.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No. Because I had real-life friends who acted and showed me what actual friends are like, people who, yes, bust your balls, but they also realize when not to.
Yes.
And have that respect for you. 1,000%, that's what we were just saying. Both situations were dealt with initially in a highly emotional and bad way, but a good first push to rely more on logic, and in the end, the results were what I wanted. Complete cutoff.
My advice is just to cut her out of your life, man.
Yeah. Your inner peace is not like money. You can always go out and make more money. But yeah. Your peace,
that's exceptionally rare.
Mm-hmm. And let's see how he's doing today. We're skipping to the end here.
All right.
Now I'm going out with my friends more, doing rock climbing and jujitsu, gazuntai. But most of all, enjoying a family that cares about me. Well, yeah, they're going to care a little bit more about you if they know that you can fold their clothes while they're wearing them.
Not a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You should fold your sister's clothes.
It's probably not the preferred method with the proper outcome.
I can neither confirm nor deny without the secretary's approval.
I'm just saying.
This is all allegedly, of course.
Of course.
He continues, I'm hanging out with my grandparents, godfather and aunt, and my other uncle and nephew because my sister was the only reason for me being negative to them. You see, this is something that you may or may not realize about toxic women within your family. It's not just women you're in a relationship who try to isolate you if they feel like they can get something from you. My uncle is a great man. His life got destroyed by my father's financial bullshit. Yet, he managed to rebuild, and despite me never contributing anything to either, he and my nephew have accepted me with open arms.
You're a lucky man.
It's not that they didn't care, you know. Sometimes, you know, when you have a family of your own, You know, he's got a kid that he's got to look after. These dudes will have to remove themselves from a scenario, even if they know that you need them, because they have to prioritize. Women love to cut ties with your prioritize.
That's correct.
Don't let them do it.
And the minute you get hurt, you get prioritized out of the loop.
As soon as you no longer have anything to offer, you will find out what you really meant to them. Best of all, I no longer need approval from others for my decision-making, and the fear is gone.
Welcome to manhood.
Yes.
Right there.
With my good career in data science, I have all the freedom to enjoy my life. Your show and videos have made a big contribution as they helped me get situational awareness.
Fuck yeah.
Keep up the work and take care.
My pleasure.
Outstanding, brother. I know, like I said, it's a long journey and it's a tough one. But if you can fight back against that instinct to just be a product of your upbringing, oh man, is it worth it.
And do never become the yes dear.
When you enable a narcissist, that can be a single decision that will have negative repercussions on your life for years.
Or forever.
Well, yeah, possibly forever.
There's so many guys out there who stayed in shitty marriages for decades because of that fact.
I'm fucking Irish. I'll deal with something being wrong for the rest of my life.
If you enable a narcissist once, you can pay for it for years. Mm-hmm. You say I do to a narcissist.
You pay for it for the rest of your life. Don't be that guy, man.
No. And those dudes, hopefully you wind up another number on the board, because 553 is too few. But that's how a lot of these guys wind up taking the dirt dart early. They say I do to a narcissist, and they don't know how to get out.
Or it's too expensive to get out.
Yeah.
In their own mind.
Cheaper to keep her. No, it's not.
That's never the case.
No. Take a look at the divorce stats and see how men do long-term after a divorce. Mm-hmm. You will see there is light at the end of that very dark tunnel.
Tunnel.
Play the long game, dudes, because you never know what may happen. Not only could you win, you could win the lottery.
You got to stay in the fight, guy. Come on, stay in the fight, guys.
No permanent solutions to temporary problems.
Yeah, and look, you know, with the women of the West, everyone at some point is going to live a version of this story. It might not be a sister, but you're going to have this same story. Some of the variables will change with the women in your life. And you got to be aware of how to handle this and when to walk the fuck away.
Amen to that. And with that being said, if you guys like this content and you want to support it, QR codes on the screen, give them a scan, and we'll welcome you to the regiment. We have an exclusive Gilded chat, movie night streams, and special supporter streams with the Popster on Sundays. And you get early access plus some tantalizing halftime shows.
Yes.
Quite sensational.
More titillating.
Yes.
So excited.
Just so you guys know, we appreciate you, because we wouldn't be here without you.
Amen.
It's not just your donations, it's also stories like this, because it's so easy to get blackpilled out there reading these stories, especially in the face of algorithmic demotion, reminds us this is not in vain.
Correct.
And no one should have to die that way. So you guys take it easy. We'll see you next time.
All right.